Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. We waited for the warm, sunny days to return, and they have, but a DNR spokesperson says that also means the chance of wildfire has risen sharply. Governor Walker has declared a state of emergency in response to elevated wildfire conditions. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
Catherine Cooley is DNR wildfire prevention specialist in Woodruff. She says Northwoods is at the peak of wildfire season.
Southern half of the state is greening up nicely and moving northward, but we still have about a week or two of traditional fire season in the north, and especially in the northwest right now. Traditional fire season is after the snow melts and before green up, so we're right at that peak. We had a chat with the weather service this morning, and it looks like warm, dry conditions for the weekend and the coming week, but luckily the winds don't seem to be quite as strong this weekend, which is a very good thing for us.
Cooley says the public should use extreme caution. Cooley says it's likely burning permits will be suspended for the northern part of the state until more precipitation arrives.
It doesn't take a whole lot in these dry, sandy soils to spark a wildfire. And even, you know, something as simple as a chains from a trailer, like your boat trailer, can spark a wildfire. So it can be just about anything. Anytime you introduce fire in the outdoors, there's that risk.
All of the Northwoods is listed as having a high fire danger potential. We have a link to the fire danger website at WXPR.org. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
More than half of American workers left vacation time unused last year. This adds up to 658 million unused vacation days. It is the highest number a group called Project Time Off has ever reported, far exceeding the previous record. Americans are working more and paying less, according to the report, and Wisconsin's Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett says there are implications for the economy from workers who don't take time off.
People work hard, but our time here is short. And take that vacation. You will never regret it. You'll create lasting memories with family and friends. Your creativity will absolutely soar. You're going to learn something on vacation, whether you want to or not, whether it's about a body of water or a historical feature. And lastly, it kind of gives you a break from that fight or flight. Just, you know, we're always on the go. We're always worried about things and family and communities and the job. Give yourself that break.
Project Time Off reports most employers offered pay vacation plans. For decades, Americans took advantage of the time off they worked so hard to earn. But with the introduction of technology into the workplace, America's vacation usage fell below the long-term average in 2000, setting off a steady decline that has continued ever since. Employees forfeited 222 million vacation days in 2015. These days could not be rolled over and were not to be paid out. They were simply lost. These days add up to $61.4 billion in forfeited benefits across the workforce. We have links to Project Time Off and the Department of Tourism sites on our webpage at WXPR.org. And students at Nicolet College's AODA and Criminal Justice Programs held a joint training session this week, learning about how to work with a person having a personal crisis. Takiya Longstreet is Nicolet College Alcohol and Drug Abuse Coordinator and AODA instructor. She says the two programs held the mock drills as students in both programs at some point in their careers may have to deal with a person in crisis.
Meaning maybe suicidal ideations, homicidal ideations. What I found working in the field is that sometimes it's scary. Having our students work together not only was able to kind of build potential long-lasting relationships between the two disciplinaries, as well as kind of help prepare them for future issues so they're more eligible to handle crisis scenarios.
Longstreet says people in both professions need to understand where the person in crisis is coming from.
It's really about learning those interpersonal skills and actually learning to deal with people as people and maybe not being so fearful of what the person is saying, maybe what their plans are doing, and just helping understand that where this person is in this moment is a sick place, and maybe helping try to get all the support, whether it be family, voluntary commitment, involuntary commitment, helping them get that support so they stay grounded and future orientated.
Longstreet says the effort also reinforces the idea that we need to treat people as we want to be treated. She says if you're concerned about someone, ask them if you can be supportive. She says it's important to not let our busy lives interfere with being concerned about people at a healthy level. And your forecast for tonight, patchy fog, otherwise cloudy skies, lows around 36 degrees. Your Friday, areas of fog in the morning time, otherwise sunny skies with highs near 66 degrees. That's your news for this Thursday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.